But I want to say to all the Christian identities out there, I don't hate any of them. Don't wish any of it ill upon them all, on any of them. I'm certainly not going to slander any of them. I had an experience with, and I might as well bring up the name here. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Pastor Bill DeClue, where he was slandering me left, right and centre. And he was eventually banned from your forum. I had to ban him from my forum because of the problems he was causing me. But I, you know, and when he was banned from your forum, I felt like getting on my forum and just gloating about it, you know, saying, you know, oh, tough luck, you know, well, you got what you deserve. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that, because if I do that, I'm not giving him the chance to repent. You know, I don't want to fuel his hatred of me, you know, because if I do that, I'm not giving him any chance at all to you know, turn back to Yahweh and say, well, look, you know, I don't agree with what AB did, but, you know, I'm going to have to let bygones be bygones, because that's what the Bible says. You know, so it's very tempting at times for us to, you know, try to get our own back at someone who's been hassling us for a while. But sometimes, in fact, every time, it's really best not to do that and just let it work out according to Yahweh's will. And I hope and pray that Bill does repent of his stupidity. And I certainly, you know, just because he said something bad about me doesn't necessarily make him a sinner. But, I mean, he just was saying the most outrageous things about me that were clearly lies. And, but you know, I hope and pray that, you know, he'll smarten up his footwork. He'll, you know, get into, you know, start communicating with Yahweh and start getting into the love of Christ. And, I hope and pray that, I see him back here and, you know, fellowshipping with the saints and, just behaving himself. I don't wish any ill or don't have any ill will towards him or don't, you know, look at him as a, I don't look at him as someone who isn't my brother. I still regard him as a brother, someone I don't get along with. I'll have to confess that. But, you know, just wake up to yourself, Bill, and, you know, repent and, you know, get back on track, brother. We'd love to see you back and, you know, helping out the saints.
Yeah, exactly. I have no hard feelings against Bill. In fact, I've done sermons with him. But, you know, coming to people's ministry forums is very small in the grand scheme of things. And we've only had one rule from day one. And in fact, Amy Rose was the reason we started the rule. And the rule was no disrespect. It's really not that hard to do. And sadly, I was sick and it went as, you know, it went further than it should have. And that's the sad thing about it is how these guys, what I don't want my forum to become is like Martin Lindsay's forum. You know, I don't want to be the place where everyone is attacking everybody else because they don't realize how utterly desperate it looks. If I'm spending all my time saying, don't listen to so-and-so, then naturally I want them to say, well, hell, I better listen to Marty Lindsay instead, you know. And so that's why I always try to, at least not publicly, don't come to my forums and disrespect other people or other pastors. There's theologically, yes, but the person themselves, you know, I've heard everything from Wickstrom running off with somebody's wife, to him being a killer, to him plotting murder, and all of these things. But you know what? I've heard the same thing said about myself.